Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning Mizmor Ayin Dalet, the 74th psalm in the book of Tehillim, together. This is a Mizmor which is 23 psukim long and really actually follows on in the similar theme to Mizmor Ayin Gimel, the 73rd one, which just precedes it. There are three basic sections to this Mizmor in terms of overview and structure. The first 11 psukim, Aleph to Yud Aleph, are a complaint about the public desecration of Hashem's name. The next section is Yud Beis to Yud Zayin, 12 to 17, in which he praises Hashem for the strength of Hashem's actions in this world in a very poetic description. And finally, the last section, 18 to 23, Yud Ches to Chof Gimel, to the end, is begging for mercy for Hashem on behalf of his own pride, on behalf of his own standing in this world. In terms of actually understanding what the theme over here, this Mizmor is very much on the same dark theme of the previous Mizmor. Whereas the previous Mizmor focused on the suffering of the individual who served God and the success and the prosperousness of a evildoer, this focuses now on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it sounds like. The kinnah is really a kinnah, which is essentially a lamentation and a prayer following the destruction, a terrible destruction in Israel. The focus is not so much the suffering of the individual Mishorer, the narrator, but rather the Chil Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name, which is brought about because of the enemies who curse and demean Hashem, and the impact that they have on the greater plan of Hashem's standing within this world. In terms of the imagery of the enemies, the enemies are sort of likened to the previous enemies, Sarosh al Yam, the minister of the sea, so to speak, at the times of Bereshis, the Sarosh al Mitzrayim, the minister of Egypt, who was later destroyed. For instance, in Psukim Yud Gimel to Yud Dalet, Atof Arartov Ozuch Hayom Shibarta Roshes Aninim Alamayim, you destroyed the sea creatures of the sea. Atoritzatzor Rosh Leviathan Titnenu Ma'achal La'am Netziyim, you broke the heads of the Leviathan and you gave them as food for your nation. So that imagery, in a certain sense, is evoking, just like Hashem, you controlled and you destroyed the enemies of past, please continue to do that to the enemies of present. It is interesting, in terms of the Chil Hashem that is described over here, the desecration of Hashem's name, part of that is a theological struggle that the other nations take this to mean. They're witnessing this destruction of Israel, this punishment of Israel, and they see it as, in a certain sense, a dismissing or a regressing of Israel in terms of their theological standing. So, for instance, Shagu Tzararecho in Pasuk Dalet, Bekerev Moadecha, you know, they're roaring in your places. Somu Oisosom Oisos, they make their signs to be signs, meaning they see through the fact that we have now been booted, we are no longer have access to our holy sites. They see that as a sign, as a divine sign, that we've been rejected. And in fact, Christianity and Islam was built on the back of Judaism, ultimately seeing as being rejected by God. Certainly Christianity. And this is part of the Chil Hashem, which is being described over here. In terms of attribution, it's important to notice that in the voice of this Mizmor, although this is about the enemies are not the ones who are the focus over here. For instance, the enemies are only really mentioned in the end of Pasuk Gimel, whereas the first three psukim, up till then, are focusing on Hashem. Why did you abandon us? Lama zo Elokim zonachto lo netzach? Why did you abandon us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu zechor adoscha kenetzach kedem. Remember your flocks that you acquired from time immemorial. Meaning, the idea over here is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you didn't abandon us, there would be no enemy. And if you didn't, and if you were to remember us, the enemy would disappear. It's not the enemy. This is very counter, we'll call, Western culture's way of looking at things today. Today we like to blame, we like to attribute, we like to sue, we like to say to have a reason which we can accredit the negative tidings. Well, that's not what the Mizmor is saying over here. The Mizmor is saying, Hashem, when we have fallen out of your disfavor, then all this negativity comes about, and that seems to be the focus over here. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor seems to be relating to a cataclysmic tragedy which occurs in Israel, where the non-Jews certainly have entered into the Mikdash of Hashem, the sanctuary of God. Now, it is true that before the Churban HaBayis, before the destruction, there were episodes in Jewish history where non-Jews came into the temple. So, for instance, in the times of Rechavam, the son of Shlomo HaMelech, Sheshak, the king of Egypt, came and ransacked the temple and emptied the coffers and took the golden shields and that whole business. But it doesn't sound like this Mizmor is referring to that, because this Mizmor seems to be much more final. When it describes in Pasuk Zayin, Shilchu Va'esh Mikdashecha, they set your sanctuary alight. And in Pasuk Yud, Ad Mosai Lokim Yocharef Tzar, Yenaitz Oyev Shimchol Anetzach, till when will the enemies curse you eternally? It sounds like there was a much more final destruction. This wasn't just an episode, this was something much more severe, which is what leads the Malbim to say that this refers to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. There are other Mepharshim like the Radak and Rav Hirsch who say it isn't specifically about the actual episode, the actual story of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He's referring to the existence of a Jew in Golus, in exile. And it's relating to that, that's why it's described as Lo Netzach, eternal, because it feels like it never really ends. It is worthwhile noting in this section that one of the Psukim is in Pasuk Tes, it describes Ein Oid Navi, V'lo Yitonu Yodea Adma. There's no prophets, there's no one who can tell us anymore, which sounds like it's already wearing into later times of Golus, more in the times the Radak and Rav Hirsch are talking about, seeing as the Nevi'im still were around after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. There was Yechezkel, there was Daniel, there was Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, but we're talking in a later time where the Golus seems to be wearing on, and we don't know where to go, we don't know who to turn to, we don't know what is the path towards ultimate redemption. And there are Mepharshim who suggest, by the way, that this is referring to a later stage when the Yevanim, the Greeks, take control of the temple and the Chashmonaim try to force them out. However, it should be noted that this doesn't sound, you know, although there are psukim which do support this, so for instance, Somu Oisos, Som Oisos, they made their signs, the Greeks believed they were succeeding because of their initial success. However, it doesn't seem to match up with the idea that we're talking about destruction and burning down the house, which seems to be the general theme of this mizmor. In terms of the places in our tefillah, this mizmor appears, although it does not appear wholesale, so it does not appear in one section. There are certainly a lot of different pieces that appear in different parts of our liturgy, and it should be noted that all of them are pretty severe, are pretty heavy times. So for instance, Psukim Yud Gimel to Yud Zayin, the middle section praising Hashem, Atah Pararta Ba'ozucho Yom, Shibarta Rosh Taninim Al Amayim, talking about the greatness and the power of Hashem, is a section which appears in the introduction to Slichos during the times of Yom Inurayim and the night of Yom Kippur. Pasuk Beis, as an example, Zechor Adoscha Konis HaKedem, remember the nation, your flock that you acquired in times of old. Go'alta Shevet Nachlasecha Har Tzion Zeh Shechanta Boy, remember Mount Zion that you dwelt in. Remember all these things. That appears as a pasuk in the Zichronos section of the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and also appears in Slichos. It's a very powerful verse. There are many verses in this mizmor which are used as the alternating ends of stanzas in Kina Yud Dalet by Rav Elazar HaKalir in the kinos of Tisha B'Av in Kina Yud Dalet. Pasuk Chof as an example, Habet Labris, look to the covenant, is actually the foundation of Labris Habet, which is one of the slichos on the night of Yom Kippur. So very much a very serious, very somber, very heavy mizmor in terms of the discussion that is being talked about to Hashem. It is interesting to notice, in terms of psukim and words in the spotlight, just two psukim to look at very briefly, Pasuk Tes Zayin, number 16, where there's a beautiful line which says, L'cho yom, af l'cho laila, Hashem, you have day, you have night, ato achinosa ma'orav o'shemesh, you prepared the sun, the luminaries and the sun. What does this refer to? So the Malbim explains that Hashem, you control the framework of time, you control the framework within which existence exists. So please, Hashem, please save us. Do everything you can to contribute to our salvation, to manipulate the creation that we should be able to escape here. The Radak and Rashi take it one step further, and they say that no, day and night are not just simply the time frames of this world. They refer to the darks and lights of history. They refer to Geulam, and they refer to Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have both of them. Allow us to enter into the day. Allow us to see that there was blessing at night. That's what we're asking Hashem. Finally, just really worthwhile noting is in Pasuk Yud Dalet is one of the episodes in Tanakh, which happens a number of times, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we reach out to Hashem talking about HaRotor Ritzatzta Roshei Livyason. You crushed the heads of the Leviathan, which is a sea creature. Titnenu la'achol am letziyim, you gave it as food to your nation, to the who are in the desert. The Mepharshim all explain that this refers to Egypt. It refers to the power and the heads of Egypt, who were compared to this sea creature, because remember, the power of Egypt is to be found in the waters. Pharaoh is likened in Nach to be like the snake, to be this alligator in the waters. And this description continues over here in this metaphor of the powers of this sea power or this water-based nation, which is going to be crushed and given to the nation of Israel. And of course, this is used to remind Hashem, please, like you saved us then, please do save us now. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.